Christ's patience with Peter is a lesson. Although Peter had denied his Lord, the love Jesus bore him never faltered. And, remembering his own weakness and failure, the apostle was to deal with the sheep and lambs as tenderly as Christ had dealt with him. Human beings are prone to deal untenderly with the erring. They cannot read the heart, they know not its struggle and pain. Of the rebuke that is love, of the warning that speaks hope, they need to learn. Throughout his ministry, Peter faithfully watched over the flock and proved himself worthy of the responsibility given him. He exalted Jesus as the Savior and brought his own life under the discipline of the Master Worker. He sought to educate the believers for active service and inspired many young men to give themselves to the work of the ministry. His influence as an educator and leader increased. While he never lost his burden for the Jews, he bore his testimony in many lands. In the later years of his ministry, his letters strengthened the faith of those who were enduring trial and affliction and those who were in danger of losing their hold on God. These letters bear the impress of one whose entire being had been transformed by grace and whose hope of eternal life was steadfast. In this hope of an inheritance in the earth made new, the early Christians rejoiced even in severe affliction. "In this you rejoice," Peter wrote, "though now for a little while you may have to suffer various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold which though perishable is tested by fire, may redound to praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ." The apostle's words have special significance for those who live when the end of all things is at hand. His words of courage are needed by every soul who would maintain his faith firm to the end, RSV. The apostle sought to teach the believers to keep the mind from wandering to forbidden themes, or from spending its energies on trifling subjects. They must avoid reading, seeing, or hearing that which will suggest impure thoughts. The heart must be faithfully sentineled, or evils without will awaken evils within, and the soul will wander in darkness. "Gird up your minds," Peter wrote, "be sober, set your hope fully upon the grace that is coming to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance. You know that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your fathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot." Had silver and gold been sufficient to purchase salvation, how easily might it have been accomplished by him who says, "The silver is mine, and the gold is mine." But only by the blood of the Son of God could the transgressor be redeemed. And as the crowning blessing of salvation, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.